长。
What is growth?
我们来看保罗的一个描述。
Let us look at how Paul described it.
请看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11.First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
长大成熟，就是把孩子的事丢弃了。
So when we grow up and become mature, we put away childish things.
所以一个人，如果他的说话、行为还像小孩子，那就是他还没有长大。
So if one speaks,and acts like a child, then he has not grown yet.
但是小孩子，这也是一定要经过的过程。
But the stage of being a child is a stage where everyone must go through.
而且很多事情都要有一个开始，人生呢，也是从婴孩来开始。
A lot of things must have a beginning, and a man's life begins in childhood.
在神的创造、神的计划里头，这是必须的。
And this is things that must happen in God's creation and in God's plan.
尼哥底母他来找主耶稣要谈永生。
Nicodemus came to seek the Lord Jesus to talk about eternal life.
主耶稣从最开始来跟他谈起，主耶稣说你要重生。
And the Lord Jesus Christ started from the very beginning and told him that you must be born again.
重生就是成为一个婴孩。
And to being born again means that he must become a child.
要谈到永生，也是要从头开始，从婴孩开始。
So when we talk about eternal life, we also start from the beginning, from the child stage.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣就是神的奥秘。
The Bible tells us that Christ is the mystery of God.
主耶稣就是神的拯救。
AndThe Lord Jesus Christ is God's salvation.
那我们看到主耶稣也是从婴孩来开始。
And we know that the Lord Jesus also starts as a child.
所以出生、成长、成熟，这是神的计划。
He was born, he grew up, and he became a man, and this is all plan of God.
我们所看到的这个肉体是这个样子。
And what we can see, the things that are physical is that way.
我们被生了，然后我们成长。
We were born and then we grow.
然后我们达到成熟。
And then we become mature.
所以做父母亲的对儿女一个基本的期望就是他们能够长大成熟。
And so a very basic expectation of parents towards their child is that they can grow and become mature.
所以做父母亲的在孩子身上都很努力，很用心。
So parents will spend a lot of time and effort on their children.
注重他们的营养。
And they put attention to their nutrition.
给他们很多的照，给孩子很多的照顾。
And took good care of them.
一般来讲，孩子也知道我要赶快长大。
And mostly kids also know that they need to grow up.
所以绝大部分的孩子他们也都很努力的。来成长。
Most of the children also put a lot of effort in growing up.
到学校里头去学习。
They go to school to study.
做很多的活动，很多的运动。
They involve in a lot of activities and sports.
甚至孩子本身也会注重他所应该有的营养。
And a child himself must can also be very interested in the nutrition that he needs.
所以。不但是孩子，不但是父母亲，连孩子本身都会很注重自己的这个成长。
So not only the parents, but the child himself also put emphasis on his own growth.
如果一个孩子他讲话行为还像小孩的话那这个会成为父母亲一个很忧心的事情。
If a child does not still speak and act very childish.As parents, they will become very concerned.
所以父母亲希望孩子不但身体成长，而且他的 精神上、心灵啊，心灵也在成长，也成熟。
And so parents not only hope for physical growth, but they only hope for the child's mental and emotional growth.
那我们一个基督徒还有一项我们不可以忽略的，就是我们灵性的成长。
And as a Christian, there's one more aspect that we should not neglect, that is our spiritual growth.
当我们重生之后啊，我们不要一直停留在做婴孩、做小孩的阶段。
After we being reborn again, we should not stop at the stage of being a child.
如果我们知道什么叫做属灵的婴孩，
if we know what it means to be a spiritual baby,
那我们就知道什么是成长的指标。
Then we know what are those indicators of growth.
成长就是不再有小孩子的言语行为。
So growth means that we no longer have to speak and act in a childish way.
所以属灵婴孩的相反，那就是属灵的成长。
So the opposite of spiritual baby is having spiritual growth.
所以我们灵性有没有在成长啊？其实这个指标是很容易看得见的。
So in the indicators whether or not our spirituality has grown is very clear and visible.
当我们讲到属灵的婴孩啊，我们很容易就会想到哥林多的教会。
As we talk about spiritual babies, we will be reminded of the church in Corinth.
我们来看什么叫做属灵的婴孩。
What does it mean to be a spiritual baby?
这来帮助我们，也能够从相反来看啊，什么叫做属灵的成长。
So this will help us to see the other contrasting point and what it means to have spiritual growth.
请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to a carnal, as to babes in Christ.
这里保罗说，哥林多教会的信徒啊，他是属肉的啊，也就是在基督里头是婴孩。
And here Paul called the church in Corinth as being carnal, and they are babies in Christ.
这个是让保罗觉得非常忧心的事情。
This is something that Paul is very worried about.
或许他们当中已经有人其实已经信主很久了。
And among them, they might have someone who believe in Christ for a long time.
但是保罗说他们还是婴孩。
But Paul still called them babes.
第二节。
Verse 2, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able.
那他们的现象就是他们啊只能够喝奶。
And so what they display is that they can only be fed with milk.
他们没有啊保罗没有办法啊不能够喂他们啊这个啊干粮。
And Paul were not able to feed them solid food.
就是他们在听道理啊，他们还只是啊总是有选择的啊听容易的。他们能够接受的。
And so that's to say that when they are listening to the truth, they only want to listen to the easy ones and the ones that easy for them to take in.
第三节。
First three, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?
因为他们在道理上没有长进。
Because they are not growing in terms of their spirituality.
因为他们没有办法吃干粮。
Because they are not able to take in solid food.
所以呢，他们的行为就好像还是小孩子。
So their actions are very childish.
所以第三节保罗说他们的行为是属肉体的。
And therefore, verse 3, Paul said that their actions are carnal.
第四节。
Verse 4.For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal?
那第四节也是属灵婴孩的现象。
And verse 4 is also an indicator of a spiritual babe.
所以从这四节我们仔细的来看什么是属灵的婴孩。
So from these four verses, let us look in detail what it means to be a spiritual baby.
婴孩小孩子常常只是会考虑自己。
Babies, a lot of time only cares about themselves.
他们很少会去服侍别人。
It's very rare that they can serve others.
保罗不但 传福音给人。
And Paul, not only that, he preached to others.
哦，让很多人能够在灵里头来重生。
He let a lot of people being reborn again.
哦，保罗也很愿意他们在灵性上成长。
And Paul also is very willing to see them grow in their spirituality.
所以在保罗很多的书信里头都提到灵性要成长。
So in a lot of his epistles, Paul mentioned that they need to grow spiritually.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第四节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
属灵的婴孩他通常只会看自己，看自己的需要。
Spiritual babies can only look at themselves and look at their own interests.
那保罗说你们要成长。
But Paul said you must grow.
也要关心别人，关心别人的事。
You must care for other people as well.
那为什么婴孩他会只是看重自己？
Why is it that babies only look at themselves?
每个家庭有了新生的一个婴孩，他总是最受注意的，总是带给家庭一个很大的喜乐。
In every family, when they have a newborn, they are the center of attention, and they are also the greatest source of joy.
在属灵的大家庭里头，常常也是这样子。
And that is also the same in a spiritual family.
在路加福音十五章，甚至说天上也为一个罪人的悔改而欢喜。
In Luke chapter 15, it also says that heaven rejoices for sinners who repent.
但是一个婴孩如果他只习惯于被关爱被服侍。
But if a baby only get used to being cared for and being served.
比如说有些人有了婴孩之后这个因为很弱小所以那尤其做妈妈的哇就百般的要保护他。
Especially if you look at newborn baby because they are so small and fragile, especially the mother will go to the extent to protect it.
做妈妈的可能一直要把他抱在怀里。
The mothers might want to keep the baby in her bosom all the time.
这也是一个很自然的母亲的爱。
There is also a very natural way of mom to show their love.
那有经验的妈妈就会告诉她，你不可以一直抱着你的婴孩。
But an experienced mother will tell her that you cannot hold the baby all the time.
她会习惯了。
Because the baby will get used to it.
她如果习惯你抱的话，那你以后就很难带。
And if the baby is used to being held all the time, then it's very hard to take care of the baby.
刚出生不久，他体重还是很轻。
Because a newborn, their weight is still very small.
但是婴孩的成长的速度是非常的快的。
But babies grow very fast.
你如果养成他一定要抱着，那你以后就会很辛苦。
If you let the baby get used to being held all the time, then it will be very hard on you in the long run.
那属灵的婴孩，我们可以看到几个现象。
And so there are a few indicators of spiritual babies.
这个属灵的这个小孩他很容易因为小事情就有很大的反应。
And spiritual babies very often have great reaction to just little things that happen to them.
很多事情都是凭他自己的感觉。
A lot of things were based on their feelings and their emotions.
所以很容易生气。
So they get angry very easily.
所以也很容易就觉得灰心。
And they get very discouraged very easily.
很多事情都很情绪化。
And a lot of times they act very emotion with their emotions.
就好像一个炸弹一样。不晓得什么时候它要爆炸。
They're just like a ticking bomb. We don't know when it will detonate.
那属灵的这个婴孩还有一个现象就是，他常常他的生活会很不一致。
And spiritual babies is also a lot of time they're a lot of things in their life are not in agreement.
就是说他可能在教会是一个样子，出了教会又是一个样子。
For example, they might behave certain way inside the church, but outside the church, they behave completely different.
在教会里头，他可能是那种很 nice 的人。
And in church, they might appear to be a very nice person.
但是在家里，他可能很暴躁。
But in his own house, he might be very temperate.
在教会里头很好相处。
In church, he seems to be a very friendly person.
在家里就很难沟通。
But in his family, he was very hard to communicate with.
在教会里头总是带着微笑。
And he always smiles at church.
到了家里总是板着一个脸孔。
But he put on a long face at home.
在教会里头是一位好好先生。
At church, he seems to be a perfect husband.
在家里可能是一个暴君。
But in his house, he might be a tyrant.
这个姐妹在教会里头，哇，大家都很称赞，说她是好榜样。
Or for a sister, maybe she is. Everybody praises this sister as a good example at church.
但是在家里呢，啊，就这个什么好榜样都不见了。
But at home, you would not see any of those behavior.
当然，教会跟家还是有点不一样。
Of course, church and family are very different.
那一个成熟的基督徒应该是一致的，在教会是这样子，在家里也是同样的。
But a mature Christian will have these two in agreement that they will behave the same at church as well as at home.
在学校里头，在工作的场所也是一样的。
And they'll behave the same at school or at their workplace.
这个小孩子常常会看到怎样的人就有怎样的表现。
And a child will always imitate whoever they see.
所以我们说，哇，这小孩子很聪明，很灵巧。
And we'll say that, oh, this child is very smart.
他看到什么人，他就会用什么表现。
And he were able to behave according to who he had interaction with.
所以他还是叫做小，他还是小孩子。
But nevertheless, he's still a child.
那我们一个基督徒，我们应该长大成人。
But as a Christian, we must grow up and become mature.
在教会里头的好行为，也应该能够在家里、在学校、在工作的地方。
And all the good deeds that we show in church, we should be able to show the same in our workplace, in our school, or at our home.
在学生联合会的时候，有时候这个父母亲会到教会来这个帮忙炊事的工作。
In student spiritual convocation, sometimes the parents will come and help out the kitchen duty.
那在吃完饭之后，哇，看到自己的小孩在厨房里头，哇，帮忙洗这些大的盘子，这些这个洗很多的东西。
And so after the meal, they saw their child were busy at the kitchen washing all the dishes.
等一下又看一群学生在厕所的地方拖地板，这个清扫厕所。
Then they saw another group of students cleaning the bathroom, mopping the floor, and cleaning the toilets.
很多父母亲就说，哇，其实在家里啊，这个动都不动的。
And a lot of parents would say they never do that at home.
当然来到教会能够跟大家一样一起来做这个是好的。
And of course, it's good for them to come to church and do all these chores together.
如果在家里也能够这么勤劳，那更好。
But if they can do the same and be equally diligent at home, that's even better.
那学生联会的这些学员有很多我们还都叫他是孩子。
And a lot of participants of student spiritual convocation, we still call them children.
那因为是孩子所以呢，这是他的特性。
Because they are children, and that's their characteristic.
那我们也要看到我们的灵性是不是还也是这个样子。
But we must examine our spirituality to see if we behave the same way.
真的有时候做先生的或做太太的，真的是会这样子有一点的埋怨抱怨。
And sometimes a husband or a wife may complain.
真的哦，我的先生来到教会好像好好先生，但是在家里就好像一个国王，而且是一个这个 脾气暴躁的国王。
My husband, when he's at church, he acts like a good husband, but when he's at home, he acts like he's a king, with a temper.
那有些先生就说，哇，我太太如果在家里也能够这样子笑容满面，哈，那这么的这么好相处，那该多好。
Some husband will say, if only my wife were all smiley face at home and easy to get along with.
那从这些现象就在提醒我们啊，我们灵性还需要努力去成长。
And so from all these indicators, it tells us that we, our spirituality still need to grow.
那属灵的婴孩啊，常常会有一些的争论啊，跟不切实际的谈论。
And spiritual babies a lot of time have a lot of arguments and
talk in empty
empty talk.
那实际的行动啊，却很少。
And it's very rare to see them to actually take actions.
所以属灵婴孩的专长是什么？
So what is the the
expert?
So what are the spiritual babies expert in?
照哥林多前书第三章所说的，会嫉妒啊，会竞争。
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, they were envious. They they compete with each other.
好，那就会啊，也容易这个纷争。
And it's very easy for them to segregate.
成为一个基督徒之后啊，很多的所谓的罪啊，我们真的不会再去犯。
As a Christian, a lot we would not deliberately sin.
但是这些属灵婴孩的一些动作啊，有时候是会被我们忽略掉。
But a lot of time we'll neglect to see the actions of these spiritual babies.
让这个主耶稣来看呢、啊，我们还是一个婴孩。
And so in the eyes of the Lord Jesus, we are still children.
我们请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章从十九节开始，在谈到所谓情欲的事。
Galatians chapter 5, starting from verse 19, talking about things of the flesh.
那这里所提到的很多啊，跟我们都没有关系。
And a lot of things mentioned here has nothing to do with us.
啊，比如说，我们也不会再去拜偶像，我们也不会再去参与这个邪术的事情。
For example, we will not be involved in idolatry or sorcery.
啊，但是二十节底下这里所提到的几项啊，啊，这个可能有时候我们忽略掉。
But we might overlook some of the things that were mentioned after.
啊，二十节里头讲到争竞。
Verse 20 mentioned contentions.
啊，记恨。
Hatred,
恼怒
outburst,
啊，那结党
and dissensions,
啊，就是有哈啊婚结党婚啊结党婚争，啊，这些事情或许还会存在我们的信仰生活里头。
And all of these things might still exist in our spiritual life.
那所以那。这个啊，二十一节的最后面说，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
The latter part of verse 21 said, "Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God."
哦，所以啊，为什么说一定要在灵性上要成长
？So why do we say that we must grow in our spirituality?
哦，不要只是做属灵的婴孩。
We should not stop at being a spiritual child.
好，因为其实这个跟得救有关系。
Because this has a lot to do with salvation.
好，因为保罗在这里说，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Because here Paul said that those people who practice such thing will not inherit the kingdom of God.
这就是为什么保罗他常常要在书信里头提起，在灵性上要成长。
This is why in Paul's letters he always encourages people to grow in their spirituality.
保罗传福音给人，目的就是要让人能够承受神的国。
Paul preached the gospel so that everyone can inherit the kingdom of God.
那灵性有成长， 才能够承受神的国。
And when we grow in our spirituality, that's when we can inherit the kingdom of God.
哦，救恩我们是白白的领受。
We receive salvation for free.
哦，但是灵性的成长是我们每一个人要来努力。
But our spiritual growth, we must work on it individually.
哦，所以我们需要有这个成长的指标。
So we need to have the indicators of growth.
哦，知道什么是属灵的婴孩。
We must know what is the spiritual babies.
那我们就可以判断我们自己有没有在，有没有成长。
And we can evaluate ourselves whether or not we have grown.
我们再请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
啊，保罗也是在讲到说要弃绝一些负面的事情。
And Paul also said that we must get rid of something that are negative.
请念第八节。
Verse 8, but now you yourself are to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
我们这些灵性上婴孩的言语行为有时候是过去就这样子，就是还没信主的时候我们是那个样子。
And for spiritual babies, sometimes we are like what was described here before we believe in Christ.
我们领受了救恩，但是我们的生活还没有完全的改变。
We might have received salvation, but yet we haven't changed our lifestyle.
请念第九节。
Verse 9, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds.
那这里保罗强调说，我们要脱去那个旧人跟旧人的行为。
Here, Paul mentioned to put off the old man and his deeds.
就好像说，我们已经长大成人了，我们要把小孩子的那一种言语行为要弃绝。
That is to say, since now we have grown up, we must put off all these childish things.
第十节。
Verse 10, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
要穿上新人。
We must put on the new man.
不再有小孩子的言语行为，那要有这个长大成熟的人的言语行为。
So we no longer have childish things, but we now act and speak as a grown man.
能够也多多的去关心别人。
And we also need to always care for others.
能够在教会，不在教会，都有同样的言语行为。
And we act the same way, whether we are at church or outside of church.
那不再容易的去嫉妒或者去纷争。
So we no longer envy and easily get in argument or conflicts with another.
不是只有空谈，而是有真正的行动。
And we no longer talk empty talks, but we also have concrete actions.
那属灵的婴孩的另外一个现象就是，常常只是看人，而没有看主耶稣。
And another indicator of being a spiritual baby is that a lot of time they will only look at people and not look at God.
所以当时哥林多的信徒有人说我是属保罗的。
And so a lot of the members of the Church of Corinth say I belong to Paul.
有人说我是属亚波罗的。
Some said I belong to Apollos.
这就是一个看人不看主耶稣的一个现象。
That's the indicator that they are only looking at people and not the Lord Jesus.
就好像一个婴孩他的世界就是父母亲跟这个保姆。
Just like babies, his whole world might be just his parents and or his nanny.
所以这个婴孩他如果没有看到父母亲，他就觉得很不平安。
And so a baby might feel very uneasy if he doesn't see his parents.
所以他就会哭甚至尖叫。
So he will cry or wail.
那这是人很自然的现象。
And that is a very natural, natural way of man to act.
因为他所知道的就是他的父母亲。
Because that's all he knows is his parents.
那所以我们不要做一个属灵的婴孩。
So we should not be a spiritual child.
在我们信主的过程里头，可能是有人带领我们来信主。
In our process of believing in God, sometimes we were brought in front of God by others.
我们来信主的过程里头，可能一开始的时候，有一些人对我们特别的关心。
In the process of believing, sometimes there are a few people who especially care for us.
哦，那自然我们会跟他们关系比较好。
So very naturally, we have good relationship with these people.
哦，但是我们的信仰不能够只依靠这些人。
But our faith cannot depend on only these few people.
哦，我们要努力的自己来跟神建立起关系。
We must put effort into establishing our relationship with God.
哦，这样子我们才会长大。
And in that way, we can grow.
这个哥林多教会的信徒说，我是属保罗的。
Members in Church of Corinth, some of them said, I belong to Paul.
哦，他们会自己来有自己认为的什么叫做有恩赐的工人。
And they themselves have their own standards of what a good workers of God is.
哦，那他们会偏爱他们所喜爱的认为有恩赐的工人。
And so they would favor these workers who they deem as very talented and gifted.
那其实在我们的信仰生活里头，真的有时候我们也会这样子。
And in our spiritual life, sometimes we behave the same way.
哦，我们会用我们自己的标准来认为说谁是有恩赐的工人。
We use our own standard to judge which one are the gifted workers of God.
哦，我们会说，心里说我最喜欢哪几个工人。
And in our heart, we say that I like these few workers.
那其实这是并不是一个长大成熟的一个样式。
But that is not the way a spiritually mature person would act.
哦，所以有人说我是属保罗的，保罗并不会觉得很安慰。
So when someone said that they belong to Paul, it doesn't make Paul feel very, very comforted.
啊，他不会说哇，我这么努力，这些人终于知道我的用心。
He would not think that, oh, I put a lot of efforts into working, and all these people have acknowledged and noticed my effort.
哦，他却对他们说，你们没有长大。
But yet he told them that you have not grown up yet.
哦，那所以这个哥林多的信徒，他们当然在这个道理上啊，也就没有长进。
And so the members of Corinth, of course, they have not grown in truth.
哦，所以他们的属灵的知识就会缺乏。
Therefore, they lack spiritual knowledge.
那属灵知识缺乏，就容易受迷惑。
Because they lack spiritual knowledge, it's very easy for them to be confused.
请看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书二章第八节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
在哥罗西书，保罗也是同样讲在灵性上要成长。
So in Colossians, Paul also mentioned that they need to grow in spirituality.
哦，否则的话就很容易受迷惑。
Otherwise, they were very easy for them to be led astray.
哦，甚至被世界上的知识就会把人的信仰给打倒了。
And they could be easily defeated by just basic principles of the world for knowledge.
哦，那这些哥林多教会的信徒啊，他们没有办法吃干粮。
And so the members in the Church of Corinth were not able to take in solid food.
哦，所以他们没有道理的这个根基。
So they have no foundation in their truth.
哦，所以在信仰上也就会很不稳定。
And so in their faith, they are very unstable.
我们请参考雅各书的第一章。
Please turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第八节。
James chapter 1, verse 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
这里讲到，就心中常常没有一个，啊，没有一个，一个啊，很踏实的，啊，的这个自己，就是说，啊，没有一个。这里说心怀恶意，就是，啊，有两个，啊，两个想法。
And so here it mentioned he's double-minded and he's not very steadfast.
哦，那所以当然在信仰的道路上面就显得很不稳定。
Therefore, in his journey of faith, he's very unstable. 哦，
那灵性没有成长就不坚强。
And when his faith is not stable, then he's not strong.
那不坚强当然就没有办法打仗。
Because he's not strong, he's not able to go to battle.
哦，信仰的道路是一条蒙福的道路。
And the way of faith is a way of blessing.
哦，信仰的道路上面有很多神的恩典。
And on the way of faith, there's a lot of God's blessings on it.
那信仰的道路也是一条征战的道路。
But the way of faith is also a way of battles.
哦，那征战就需要是坚强的才有办法征战。
And you need to be strong in order to go through these battles.
哦，那属灵的婴孩他是不坚强的。
And spiritual babies, they are not strong.
哦，所以就也没有办法征战。
And therefore, they are not able to go to the battle.
请看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第三节。
Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
哦，我们带着血肉之体，啊，这是一个事实。
And it's the fact that we walk in the flesh.
好，但是我们不要忽略了，有一个看不见但是存在的属灵的征战。
But we should not neglect that there is a spiritual war, though we cannot see it.
第四节。
Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
那这一个属灵的征战呢，必须要有这个神的能力。
And so in a spiritual war, we need to have God's power.
哦，那如何能够有神的能力？
So how do we gain God's power?
哦，有神的道理存在里头。
We need to put God's truth in our heart.
哦，在灵性上有成长。
And we need to grow in our spirituality.
哦，不论在哪里，所讲的话、行为都是一样的。
No matter where we are, what we say and our action should be in agreement.
哦，一个长大灵性上长大成熟的才能够拥有神的力量。
And only those who grown in spirituality can have the power of God.
哦，这样才能够为自己来征战。
Then he or she can fight for his spirituality.
哦，这样子也才可以为家人来征战。
Then they can fight for their family as well.
哦，这样也才能够为弟兄姐妹来征战。
And they can fight for the brothers and sisters.
哦，所以我们就用反面的哦来看成长的指标是什么。
And so we look at the indicators of growth from the opposite side.
哦，我们能够更多的去关心别人。
We should care for others more.
哦，我们愿意去建立别人。
We are willing to build up others.
哦，因为我们已经有属灵的知识。
Because we already have the spiritual knowledge.
哦，那我们在信仰的道路上面是很坚定的。
And we are stable and very steadfast in our way of faith.
哦，我们不是只是看人，我们是仰望基督。
And we do not only look at people, but we look up to the Lord Jesus.
哦，有神的能力，不但能够为自己打仗，也能够为别人打仗。
And we have God's power, so we do not only go to battle for ourselves, we can also go to battle for others.
哦，愿我们每一个人都有这个成长的指标在我们的信仰生活里头。
May all of us have these indicators of faith in our journey of faith.
哦，让我们在灵性上不断的成长。
So that in our spirituality, we can continue to grow.
哦，让我们的得救有把握。
So that we can have confidence in our salvation.
啊，让我们能够承受永生。
So that we can inherit the eternal life.
我们一起唱诗233首。
Let us all sing hymn 233.